University of Florida scientist Kelly Morgan discusses the merits of scheduling citrus irrigation based on soil moisture sensors versus evapotranspiration models.
It's always been best to schedule irrigation using soil moisture sensors than ET models. The question with soil moisture sensors is one thing is a cost. They certainly cost more than basing it on ET, but also the number of sensors required for a specific size grow to be 100% sure that you're applying the right amount of water. You need a large number of sensors, and you need to look at them daily. Now, with ET measurements, you're using weather data. And there's a cost-share program from Florida Department of Ag that will cost-share up to 75% weather stations in your grove.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.